Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Season 2, Episode 44. It's getting hard to say them now.
I know, it's getting big numbers and it's getting near the end of the season.
And it's getting very close. The score is 254 all.
We are drawing at this stage in the season. Wow, we're doing a short pod today, aren't we?
Yeah, just quick fire, six matches.
Should we just go straight into it then?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say about last episode.
No, well, none of us got perfect, did they? So let's just forget about the last episode and let's crack on.
We barely even got any correct.
No.
I caught up one point.
Yeah, but there was weird results because don't forget, Liverpool lost at home to Palace and Cov Man U. I mean, you actually said it'd be a close game, but wow, it was a draw, wasn't it? Anyways.
Tottenham against Arsenal.
So, you go first.
Well, Arsenal need the title. I think Tottenham... Obviously, both these teams have got something to play for, but I think Arsenal are going to want to play for it most. I'm going 1-0 to Arsenal.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the weird results from last week, was Arsenal losing at home to Villa. So you've gone 1-0 to Arsenal. Obviously, these teams hate each other, North London derby. I think Spurs are going to be out to ruin Arsenal's season. 2-1 to Tottenham, I actually think, and that'll be Arsenal's out of the title race. What's next?
Forest, Man City.
Man City are the best team in the league. Forest are the worst team in the world. I'm going to go Nottingham Forest 0, Man City 4. I'm confident.
You're just saying that. That's just because you hate Nottingham.
Man City do batter teams quite often, though.
Yeah,
don't they?
But not that often.
They battered Luton last week.
I think it's going to be 3-1.
Forest?
No. No to Man City.
Okay. So, now we're getting to the crunch time of the Championship season. We've got a Friday night game here. What is it?
It is QPR against Leeds.
If QPR win, Leicester get promoted tomorrow night without playing. Will QPR win tomorrow? You go first.
I kind of don't want QPR to win because I want to win the league when we're playing.
Same here. I don't want QPR to win.
I think QPR will go 1-0 up.
Oh,
but
man.
It'll be 1-1.
Oh, that'll be decent because... means we don't go up, we can still do it when we play. Most people would just say they just want us to go up, but we want to be there on Monday night behind the goal at Preston, 5,000 fans. So I'm saying that Leeds going to get a win. I'm going 2-1 to the Leeds. So what's next? Monday night's game.
Preston, Leicester, and we are going to this one, aren't we?
Yeah, and it could be a game that doesn't matter because we could already be... Actually... We can't be champions before it, so it could be the day we become champions.
Or it could be the day we get promoted.
Yeah, or it could be the day we bottle it. But
yeah, well...
That's the great thing about football, isn't it?
I think...
It's me first, bro. I think that Preston have season has unravelled and is over now, and I think that Leicester will win. Preston 1, Leicester 2.
I think it is about time that Leicester got it, because... Earlier in the season, we were quite confident we had got the lead, but somehow we fell apart and we've got down to this. But I think we'll still do it and we're going to win 1-0.
1-0 to Leicester. Wow. Okay. And then there's another last game of the season's going on Saturday, and our local non-league team could win the league. They could win the league. So we thought we've got to include them this time. So you tell us who's playing.
Probably everyone on the podcast knows them now. It's Anstey Nomads against Sutton Coldfield.
I'm just going to just put it out there. To win the league, Anstey have got to win and have Spalding not win in the other match, which we'll also predict. But you go for the Anstey against Sutton Coldfield.
I think Anstey are going to do their job and Anstey are going to win 2-0.
I think Anstey are going to do their job and Anstey are going to win 1-0. So the other part of the job is Spalding to not win at home to Coles Hill Town. It's me to go first.
Yeah.
I have to, it's near the end of the season, we're both trying to win. I have to just say, Spalding won 7-1 last week. I think they're going to do the job. Spalding to win 3-0, sorry.
I'm going, because Coles Hill, last time Anstey played, it was against Hull Hill, and Anstey scored in the 90 plus 5th minute. So Carlisle were a good team.
Yeah, they gave them a good game, didn't they?
I think Spalding will be well up for it. 3-1 to Spalding.
3-1, wow. And we was level on points. These predictions just matter so much at the minute. I'm almost feeling a bit of prediction pressure.
Pressure, yeah.
Yeah, it's big time. Real good short pod today. I haven't got anything else to say. Have you got anything else to say?
No,
in that case,
not really.
We're going to have some promotions and stuff like that wrapped up. Really exciting weekend. For now, it's bye from Dad.
And one from Lad.